This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's landmark visit to Kuwait has resulted in four major agreements significantly enhancing bilateral ties. The highlights include a comprehensive defence cooperation MOU, a cultural exchange programme, a sports collaboration initiative, and Kuwait's entry into the International Solar Alliance. The centrepiece of the agreements is the Defence Cooperation MOU, which establishes a robust framework for military collaboration. It includes joint training programs, personnel exchanges, military exercises, defence equipment supply, and joint research initiatives, signalling a substantial deepening of defence ties between India and Kuwait. Cultural relations are set to flourish under the Cultural Exchange Programme for 2025-2029, which aims to foster artistic and cultural exchanges in disciplines such as music, dance, literature and theatre. In the sports sector, the Executive Programme for Cooperation in Sports 2025-2028 will enhance knowledge sharing in sports development, covering areas like sports medicine, management, media, and sports science. Following his successful two-day visit, Prime Minister Modi has returned to New Delhi, marking the conclusion of this pivotal diplomatic engagement. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 71,000 appointment letters to newly appointed recruits today through video conferencing. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering on the occasion. Our correspondent reports that the Rozgar Mela will be organized at 45 locations across the country. The new recruits will join ministries and departments like Home Affairs, Post, Higher Education, Health and Family Welfare, Financial Services, among others. Rozgar Mela is a step towards fulfillment of the commitment of the Prime Minister to accord highest priority to employment generation amongst youth. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will attend the Christmas celebrations in New Delhi today. The event is being hosted by the Catholic Bishops' Conference of India. The Prime Minister will interact with key leaders from the Christian community, including cardinals, bishops, and prominent lay leaders of the Church. This is the first time the Prime Minister will attend such a program at the headquarters of the Catholic Church in the country. Minister of State of Personal, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, will inaugurate the National Workshop on Good Governance Practices in New Delhi today. Officials from all ministries and departments will be participating in the workshop. Dr. Singh will also inaugurate an exhibition on best practices of the Swachhta Campaign 4.0, curated by different ministries and departments, along with the release of the assessment report. In a major relief for flyers and air passengers, the Ministry of Civil Aviation has announced the launch of Uran Yatri Cafe, an eatery outlet at the airport for providing basic essentials like food and water at affordable and reasonable rates. The one-of-its-kind initiative is being launched at Kolkata Airport on a pilot basis, and if it turns successful, it will be replicated at other airports across the country managed by the Airports Authority of India. National Farmers' Day is being observed across the nation today. The day honours the contribution of farmers to the nation's growth and development. It also serves as a reminder of the crucial role farmers play in ensuring food security, sustaining rural economies, and preserving the agricultural heritage of the country. In women's cricket, India defeated West Indies by 211 runs in the first ODI of the three-match ICC Championship Series at Vadodara yesterday. And that's the end of this news bulletin.